This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick with another edition of Alien Invasion Theater.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand.
They come from Mars. They come from Andromeda. They come from the planet Transsexual in the galaxy of Transylvania. The aliens of Alien Invasion Theater are here. Is it the science fiction double feature? No, this time it's real life. Scientists with giant radio telescopes got excited earlier this week when they detected a spike in radio signals coming from deep space. Now, maybe they've backed off a little from that initial speculation that the signals could be extraterrestrial, but not before some obvious questions were raised, like what do those aliens want? What do they want to tell us? Most importantly, have they already seen the movies that we make about them?
So that's how you want to play it? Eat lead, alien robot! Evidently, they eat lead.
Luckily, all of this has inspired Melissa Locker to come up with a little bit of an alien film festival for us. She's reporter for Time, The Guardian, and here at The Takeaway. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Todd.
So the number one alien contact movie is already got it in the title.
Contact.
I got it. I'm patched in.
All right, let me hear it.
Make me a lyrefish.
Jodie Foster plays a very serious, SETI scientist who wants nothing more in life than to make alien contact. So when a Russian radio telescope picks up a signal from outer space, which, yes, sounds exactly like what's happening right now, it turns out it truly is an alien life form trying to make contact.
It's also got great sort of like Tom Skerritt as the ethically compromised sort of senior political science guy. James Woods is in it. I mean, James Woods is always great.
Right. I mean, Matthew McConaughey playing a deep thinker, that is definitely worth watching. And it's just a fantastic movie that bears an eerie resemblance to real life. Perhaps Carl Sagan is actually a time traveler who knew something.
Speaking of time travel, we'll take it back to the late 70s and Richard Dreyfuss.
We have very little time, Mr. Neary. We need answers from you. They're honest, direct, and to the point.
Who are you
people?
Avez-vous
fait récemment une rencontre?
Have you recently had a close encounter?
I want to speak to someone in charge.
Close encounter with something very unusual.
What the hell is going on around here?
Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind is kind of the classic alien movie. It's Richard Dreyfuss and a whole cast of incredible people, including Francoise Truffaut, strangely enough. Aliens come to Earth and they take a few people, sunburn a few people, and basically start a whole group of people headed towards Devil's Tower in the hopes of an alien encounter.
Steven Spielberg also co-opted the next generation of kids in the 80s with E.T.
E.T. Home phone.
You need to eat your Reese's Pieces and your Eggo waffles and watch E.T. and see these kids interact with an alien. And of course, the adults in the film are all pretty much bad news. It's only up to the kids to get this cute little adorable alien back to his home planet.
No, one of the things about all three of these films, Melissa, that you've named so far is that they all involve benign sort of alien forces. There's a lot of fear. You think they might be here to kill us or destroy the planet. War of the Worlds is a different story. Now, I'm bringing this one to the table, not the new version, the old version of War of the Worlds from the 50s, which was the original apocalyptic version of an alien contact.
Guns, tanks, bombs, they're like toys against them.
We know now that we can't beat their machines. Got to beat them.
Yeah, and I mean, that movie is purely haunting. Like, there's nothing good
happening.
Yeah, there's nothing good happening in that movie. I think it was when they did the radio drama that the whole country, like, shut down in fear that it was actually happening. And honestly, I don't mind the remake either. I thought it was terrifying as well.
I'm going to bring two more to the table just to make sure we round out this list a little bit. The Day the Earth Stood Still from, oh gosh, sometime in the early 50s. Not the Keanu Reeves version.
Klaatu Barada Nikto.
Yeah, a cautionary tale about human aggression, nuclear warfare, and our aggression on one another. I mean, his message was treat each other right or it's over for you.
Yeah, pretty much also the plot of Earth Girls Are Easy.
Oh, that's great. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention by the end of this the original alien, the man who fell to Earth, David Bowie. That movie disturbed me. I was too young when I saw it.
That and Brother from Another Planet, both. Do not watch those if you are too young. They will last you for the rest of your lives, haunting your memories.
And don't watch them back to back.
No, but do watch them with Eggos and Reese's Pieces.
Melissa Locker's culture reporter for Time, The Guardian, and The Takeaway here with her Alien Contact Film Festival. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.